It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, September 9th. I'm Noelle King in Los Angeles, in for Ben Johnson. It's product launch day for Apple, and the stakes are high. For the past few years, Apple's been losing customers to the makers of Android devices like Samsung. The tech giant is expected to unveil the new iPhone 6 and a smartwatch. Industry watchers say the new devices may include a technology called NFC, that's near-field communication, and it lets you pay for stuff in a whole new way. You simply hold your new smartwatch or iPhone close to the register to complete a transaction instead of swiping a credit card. This kind of technology isn't new, but it isn't widespread either. Reporter Tracy Samuelson looks at why and how Apple could change that.
Europeans can simply tap their credit cards, and it's more secure. Many African countries use mobile payment systems because they're more convenient, safer than cash. But the U.S. has historically lagged a bit when it comes to adopting new payment technologies, says Deborah Baxley, a principal at Capgemini.
In some ways, the good is the enemy of the better.
Our current system actually works pretty well.
From the consumer's point of view, it's very fast and convenient.
Plus, there's a chicken and egg problem. Merchants don't want to install the new technology until there's widespread adoption. Rajesh Kandaswamy, a research director at Gartner, says the real promise isn't just replacing a plastic card.
If you are able to do that along with other things, for instance, you know, with your discounts, deals automatically applying, that is interesting for the consumer.
If Apple adds this payment technology to its devices, it could be a big boost. Maybe enough to push a future technology into the now. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Any radio reporter worth her salt knows that sometimes you have to travel to the ends of the earth to get great audio. I've lugged my recorder everywhere from the Sinai Peninsula to the rainforests of Central Africa in search of the perfect sound. But there's another field in which high-quality sound is an absolute must: video gaming. If you're not a big gamer, it may sound surprising, but over time, game sound has evolved from a lot of beeping into an immersive surround sound experience that sometimes includes a full orchestra. Karen Collins is with us to talk about the evolution of gaming audio. She's a sound designer who has written two books about audio and video games, and she teaches at the University of Waterloo in Canada. Karen, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on the show.
You know, I haven't been much of a gamer as an adult, so I thought back to the games I played as a kid, Mario Brothers and Tetris, and the sound in those games really was just a lot of beeping. Even the music was beeping. It sounds like I've missed out on a lot of changes.
You sure have. I mean, pretty much anything you can hear in a film, you can hear in a game these days. You know, we're using surround sound. We've got all kinds of different instruments. We've got really highly trained composers. So pretty much anything you can imagine can be done in a game nowadays.
When does sound as a part of video game start to become an immersive experience? What game might you point to and say, you know what, that was where the balance really tipped in favor of having high quality immersive sound?
I would actually go back to Space Invaders 1978, where you just have that do. But it's sped up as you're playing, and it really pulls you into the game because, you know, it's kind of representing your heartbeat while you're playing, so your heartbeat is speeding up as it's getting more and more difficult.
You're hoping to make a documentary about the history of video game sound and music. And on your Kickstarter page, you've got this snippet of video that's really extraordinary. It's a man with a very expensive boom mic, and he's recording the sound of a jet starting up. How much of these recordings are real field recordings where someone went out and got this incredible sound? Sometimes it seems under even difficult circumstances.
Well, one of the stories we heard from one of our backers on Kickstarter, he was trying to get some realistic sounds of volcanoes bubbling, and he went to Iceland. And because of the acidic nature of the soil, he actually burned through three pairs of trousers trying to record the sound effects of this volcano bubbling.
Tell me about the involvement of orchestras when it comes to composing the audio for video games.
the same orchestras that we're hearing on the latest classical music albums to be released or the latest film soundtracks. These are the same orchestras that are being used in games. What's really interesting is because game music is unpredictable and branches off in all of these different directions because you don't know what the player is going to be doing next, is that the orchestra has to learn to sort of play small snippets of music because it might branch off in a different direction. You might suddenly encounter an enemy and the music has to change.
That is so cool. It's the Orchestra 2.0. Karen Collins is a sound designer who has written two books about audio in video games. She's also a professor at the University of Waterloo in Canada. Karen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
And finally, only about 1% of cabbies who drive New York City's iconic yellow taxis are women. But starting next week, women living in and around New York will be able to call for a cab and specifically request a female driver. A new livery service called She Taxis, She Rides will take requests through an app. The founder, Stella Mateo, has two daughters and says she wishes she'd had the option of a female cabbie back in the days when she was hiring taxis to shuttle her kids to soccer and gymnastics practice. For people wondering how to recognize She Taxis drivers, just look for the ladies wearing their signature hot pink pashmina scarves. I'm Noelle King, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.